Welcome to episode 21, now legal, of the TryGames.net podcast. I am your host, Mr. Chupon, and we're recording today for Sunday, October 1st, 2006. I'm tired, and I'm here with the usual idiots.
I'm tired.
What?
I'm tired.
I'm here with the usual cast of idiots, such as the internet crackling antipode.
Sleepy.
Sleepy and internet cracking. We have Ethan.
I got like a jet engine throwing shit out my ass.
Is that your yarmulke?
Nope. It's,
I no, think that's his diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
And then we've got Tony Rico from Just Cause.
The bridge is over. The bridge is over. Goodbye, bye.
Oh my god. Okay, what is new? Let's just dive right into this. Who wants to go first? Antipode, go first since it's alphabetical.
Woohoo! Wait, sleepy.
That was
Astral
really
last. But
no, this will wake you up. Go. For the record, Antipode had 14 hours of sleep.
Wow.
Oh my god.
And I'm still tired.
And you're still tired. Speak.
I haven't really done much this week. So
speak.
Only thing I can really say that I've been playing.
Speak.
That's a great story.
The hell? What are you talking about? Speak. Stop interrupting me.
Did you just say cocky doodoo pee pee?
No, I said stop interrupting me.
Okay. Look at like, how old are you? How old are you? Go ahead.
Cockadoogie pee. Yeah, I actually broke out the old Diablo 2.
Yay! Hey, you get out. No way.
Yeah. I was
no
playing it with Miss Girlfriend, Evelyn.
Oh. Oh, cool. She likes it?
Yeah. She likes it.
Excellent. We should get a game.
Yeah, so I'm going
if
to hopefully
ever
hopefully finish Act 5.
Do you compete for sexual favors?
Okay.
Compete what?
Oh, jeez. For no sexual favors.
No, but don't bring that up to her.
Yeah.
Oh, look at
uh-oh
that.
Uh-oh.
No, no,
someone isn't putting out. Someone isn't putting out.
Oh, stop.
That's far from the truth.
Oh, okay.
That's
TMI. God damn it.
Somebody's getting raped on a daily basis.
Move that's on. Al, you've lost your privileges. Move on.
Al feels violated. He's taking long baths.
Ethan, what's Ethan, what's under your yarmulke?
I bought Company of Heroes.
Yay!
That's right.
Did you play it yet?
Yeah, a little bit. It's really good. The tutorial's good. It's very, 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 very fast and very hard. Uh-huh. And the people who
sounds
are
like a, never mind.
Yeah,
you bought a
does
copy for me,
the
right?
People who are playing online now are a lot better than I am.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot better than I am. I gotta tell you, don't pick up this game and just go skirmish within your first 30 minutes because you will feel like the bottom of a toilet bowl.
Upper deck?
Oh my god, I totally got upper deck when I tried. I need a little bit of practice. That's it.
Toady!
Oh, and I think I found like this weird pimple on my ball sack, and I thought first it might have been testicular cancer,
fuck,
but it's
man
on the sack
come
itself,
on
it's not on the actual ball, so I think I'm alright.
Isn't that Jonathan?
Huh?
What?
What?
Tony, go ahead.
I'm just talking about my
ball
sack.
Well, I wasn't
sack
playing
I
with my
ball
sack all the week like Ethan was.
Come on, Tony Regan, let's go.
I'm also playing Diablo 2.
It could be cancer.
Could be cancer. Could be a tumor. No, it's not a tumor.
It's a ferret.
Yeah.
Jesus, it could be a ferret on your balls.
Now that I know Al is playing Diablo 2 with his girl, and I'm going to be playing with him and his girl, too.
Whoa, threesome.
Whoa,
threesome.
Where did that just go? What happened there?
It's a menage a choice. Oh, French people hate me now.
Other than that, I really haven't been doing pretty much anything except trying to figure out these programs with a new editing software and shit. I'm very, very upset about it. And because of it, our podcasts are suffering.
Did you sperm them?
I spermed my screen.
Oh, that's
spooched.
Not that doesn't help.
Spooched.
That doesn't help. That was a lame joke.
Spish.
Moving along.
I have been playing Project Gotham Racing 3 on the Xbox 360. It is great. It has cars and you race. All right, let's move on.
Enthusiasm.
Awesome.
No, it's pretty much the game that I bought the system for at this point, now that I realize it. It's really cool.
Okay.
And it's good. And I should bring it over one day.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
But you're going to drive me because I can't carry that shit on the subway.
Yeah.
Because
ah
it will break my shoulder.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Thus hence.
Oh, wait. Can I revisit?
No!
Wait
a minute.
Just one thing.
No!
Just one real quick.
Car.
Real quick.
What? Okay, go ahead.
I beat Cowboys in Hell on Expert on Guitar Hero, and what? That shit is hot because it's almost half a million notes in that song.
You're cracking up again. Say it again.
I said...
Even worse. Even worse.
I said...
Oh, God. Oh,
type
man.
It. We'll read it for you.
I'm sorry, Al.
Can you not hear me now?
No, we can't.
Yet you understood what I said that time.
See,
oh,
right
God.
There,
no.
That made
no.
Type
it,
dude.
That's even worse.
Type it and we'll read it.
Oh, never mind. Just go on.
Oh, see, now, of course, that comes through perfectly clear.
Say it.
That's too late.
You're off the cast.
Come on, say it. Quick, say it.
Nah, be good. Cowboys
on
Hell, hard.
Can hear you.
Expert, blah, blah, blah.
I'll be Cowboys in Hell on Expert, which I did 10 months ago. Just kidding.
I don't care if you did it 10 months ago.
I
did it this week.
Calm down, little baby. Don't you cry. Mother's going to buy you a dildo pie.
Oh,
no.
Buy that for yourself.
Ooh.
Austin always has to be first at everything.
All right, let's go on.
Including
yeah,
the
I know.
Trough.
What's with that?
Trough?
Yeah, you're always first at the trough.
Yeah, the trough.
No, not
Okey
that
dokey.
One. The one you pee in. No, the one
he likes to do that
you know,
in the pee trough.
They introduced that Video Game Decency Act yesterday, I believe.
Ugh. What?
No, wait. No, it was 2 days ago.
Their whole asses.
What Decency Act?
We will have to speak about this in the news because that's asshole-ish.
Mm-hmm.
But first,
when
the return
they approve
of
it?
The return. I have it, Jay.
I sent the link.
That they
go
didn't
read
approve
it.
It.
Hmm?
They didn't
I don't think they approved
it.
No, they didn't approve it. They just introduced it to the Senate.
Oh, that's fine. That
we'll get
pass.
To that in a second. But first, the blah.
Blast! Knock it up!
Wow.
Knock it up.
Production values are so high.
Oh, stop. Oh, God. The return of the blast, we have our favorite Japanese man, Ken Kutaragi of Sony, says of the competition, "We don't care." Now, the exact quote from Kotaku, this appeared on GameSpot first, but Kotaku's is right here, so I'm lazy to look for it. When asked by publication MCV whether the rival consoles will outstrip Sony's next-generation machine, he replied simply, quote, "We do not care," end quote. But he conceded that Sony is still struggling with the production of PS3's Blu-ray drive. Right now, it is an issue because we can't manufacture enough blue laser diodes for the PlayStation 3s, but we will resolve that. Now, bear in mind that this is, well, let's see, MCV...
18,000 years late.
See,
what was that?
What my question is, this is a... I would have thought that they would have resolved this by now. They're 1 month from launch. No,
mm-hmm.
They're 1 month and a half from launch.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I thought MCV was just behind because, you know, I thought it was a magazine, and this is, like, from a magazine quote. But this is, like, I'm looking at it right now, and it actually is from September 29th.
Wow.
September 29th by Steve Boxer, MCV Inter... it's a UK publication. Ooh.
Yeah, you gotta speak like an English person, not an Australian.
What?
Damn it.
Jesus.
Look, it's not his fault.
Somebody
know,
buy me
that's why it makes it more
an
funny.
Internet connection, and it will
like
be
like when
better.
You fall down the stairs.
When you fall down the stairs, it is your fault.
What? Wow. For anybody listening to the low-quality version of this podcast, you will not hear this in the high-quality version, but we're leaving it in the low-quality because it's funny! Okay, next on Blast, critics who know nothing about Bully at all. Now, this is kind of old, but remember that everyone was saying how Bully was like Satan and all that shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Game Informer, I think about 2 months ago.
Hey, can I just interrupt and say that we know the guy who does the voice for the clown in Bully?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we know him.
Oh, nice. Okay,
He's really cool. He's a physicist, and he's really, really smart, and he's got a British accent, and he does acting on the side. So if you hear a kind of kooky, crazy British clown in Bully, that's Angus Hepburn. He's gonna be a star.
You've got to stop raping the kitchen stuff! Oh! Sorry. Okay, so, 2 months ago, 2 months ago, Game Informer had a feature on Bully, and then Bully's being slowly peppered out to the press, and this guy in EvilAvatar.com got some gameplay impressions of it. So, like, all this culminates into people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Bully, basically, I mean, the first impression that you get is, oh, it's Grand Theft Auto in a high school, in a boarding school, right? And that's not far from the truth in terms of the gameplay mechanics, in terms of the free roaming kind of stuff.
High school girls in trouble.
High school girls, they say the same age. Yes, they do. But it's similar in that respect. But you don't go out and get hookers. You don't go out and beat the living crap out of teachers. You don't do any of that stuff. In fact, I don't think there's any blood in the game.
And that's why the game will fail.
But a lot of it is, you know, one part of the gameplay mechanic is, you know, you've got the school divided into cliques. You know, you've got six cliques, including, like, jocks and nerds and, you know, pretty boys and stuff like that. So you align yourself to one, and you end up, like, defending your friends. So it's not all just, like, you know, going out and being antagonistic. You actually defend friends and stuff. So for all these people to come out and blast this game bully, they're like, oh, you know, this is encouraging people beating up teachers and killing teachers and stuff. It couldn't be further from the truth. So, lawyer whose name will go unmentioned because I do not want to give you any more airtime, you are a jackass. Sue me if you want. You know I'm right. Moving on.
Sorry, now, you're not going to stop talking about him because the next story...
Well, is he... Wait.
Is he responsible
for that one, too.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Are we talking about the D-Light thing?
No, we're talking about... Okay, not the next one.
Well, the D-Light's on blast.
Okay,
so,
the next
Al,
one.
I think you want to take this off because you had a very nice rendition of singing followed up by Tony's Tony's castrati rendition of blah, 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 blah.
Castrati.
The same song. yeah.
Dude, I think castrati is Tony's new
name. Let's see. I'm trying to find out how recently that was.
That was on, like, the 27th or so.
Yeah, that was a couple days ago. The singer for that pop group, D-Light, who's really only known for one song.
Lady Miss Keir is a lady's name.
Yeah, Lady Miss Keir. Keir Kirby or something or other. Karen Kirby. That's her name.
Okay.
Yeah, she lost this 3-year court battle at Sega, saying that Ooh La La looked like her. And
Ooh La La
that they stole it.
Space Channel 5,
oh, yeah.
For those
Ooh La La
know.
From Space Channel 5. I'm sorry for jumping the gun there.
Yeah.
She said that they came up to her in like 2000 to push some game to promote Space Channel 5, and she said no and was like, "Get out of my house." And then basically she saw Ooh La La and was like, "Hey, that's me." So she sued and she lost. And being that she lost, she has to pay Sega's legal fees, which is like 600 grand. So I say she got owned by the legal system.
She got punked.
If it was like $1 million, then she'd be punked. But right now, she just got owned by the legal system, like smacked
no
with
sauce.
The big gavel in the face.
I think she got raped by that gavel, fisted by.
Oh, gee. Oh, oh, oh.
Mexican men.
Oh, well, let Tony sing.
What?
Tony?
What?
Come on.
No, what song is it that she was known for?
That's that Grooves in the Heart.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
Come on, Tony. Feel it.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Hope,
sing it.
You have a ponytail. You might as well go and sing it, you fuck.
He needs to change him into pigtails. Then he can sing it. And then dye his hair red.
Dye his hair. Oh, my God. There he goes.
Groove is in high.
There he goes. Are you sure you're a male, Tony?
It's Tony Kirby.
Tony Kirby.
You said sorry. No, I'm not alone. Not alone.
For anybody who is wondering, we are all unsure of Tony's gender.
Including
I'm gonna
Tony.
Get sued by her.
Including Tony. Now you're gonna get sued by her for doing a perfect castrati rendition of her. That's really nice. Where his balls used to be, they're now air. Okay, moving on. What story was this, Jack? Jack ass story now.
Video game blamed for triple murder! Yay! In Albuquerque, God. New Mexico. Another person coming out with a $600 million lawsuit.
$600 million?
Yes.
$600 million!
That's testicular.
$600 million. Why? Because someone played Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Jesus.
And, I mean, this is an old game. So it's not really, really recent. It's not something they just put out, you know, and...
I never heard of that game.
Not nearly as violent as San Andreas. But...
But
this person goes and kills his whole family.
Oh.
And they say they found a PlayStation 2 and this game, Grand Theft Auto Vice City. So therefore, the culprit is there.
I bet you that wasn't the only game they found.
The corporate defendant.
Well, I've got
Sony,
a bottle of Snapple on my desk. And, yeah. Like, if I go and I sell drugs, it's because of Snapple, so I'm going to sue Snapple, right? I mean, that makes sense, right? Right?
Yep. But here's what the police accused the corporate defendants, Sony, Take-Two, Interactive Software, and its subsidiary, Rockstar Games, of a civil conspiracy.
You said Rockstar.
And you can't spell conspiracy without stupidity!
Where did you go to school?
Oh, wait, Tony, you gotta read the main point here.
Yeah, now, here's the thing. Okay? Now, even though they blamed this game, the real reason why he had killed his family, especially his father, is because his father was a ranch foreman and slapped him around for not cleaning the horse stalls fast enough. So he went through years of systematic abuse.
You want the poop smith?
Yeah. And, you know, it can't be because his father was beating the shit out of him. No way! It's gotta be the game.
Well, they're right,
it's
though.
It's got to be the game. How fucking stupid are you?
Well, if you think about it, they have a very good point there.
Oh, wait. No, they don't.
Yeah, what point is that?
Just go
point
on. They're fucking idiots.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so to all the people out there who, think that these people have a good claim and, you know, hopes that they win against Sony and all the other people included in this lawsuit, go fuck yourselves. They don't deserve a penny. And I hope they have to pay Sony's legal fees after
this. Upper deck. Okay, so that takes care of Tony's riddle rant. Let's get on to the news. Well, actually, you know what? Before I get on to the news, one of our columnists, Mozart, I was talking to the other day. And this guy is a huge collector of games. I mean, he knows it all. Like, he's got more experience than any of us. He's been playing since, like, the freaking vector-based Magnavox shit. You know, he had table tennis. He did a review. He did a feature on Magnavox table tennis for us. And he did the ET review for us. I was talking to him, and his upwards of 1,000 games and gaming accessories and peripherals dating back from, like, 1903.
Wow.
Somebody... Yeah. Somebody...
That was a good for games.
Somebody broke into his house.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
And gutted
Christ.
It.
What?
So he lost over 1,000 items. The guy took it to a pawn shop, and he had to go to the pawn shop, and look at all his old stuff sitting on the shelves there. And, like, he couldn't do a damn thing about it because, like, who keeps a receipt from 1978 of your Magnavox console? You know what I mean? So he doesn't have all the serial numbers and all the receipts from his old property, and no one can expect someone to.
Does he have homeowner's insurance?
I don't know what the situation is, but, like, they also stole his checkbook and started writing fraudulent checks, so he's going to nail him on that, but there's no way, really, that he can get his game collection back, and the only out he has is to get his lawyer on the pawn shop for not really cooperating, and on to EB Games for not really sensing something fishy. I mean, you see someone who looks like a homeless dude off the street come into your store with, like, 500 pieces of merchandise ready to sell. Isn't there going to be something a little fishy about the situation?
Well, that's the whole thing. They don't ask questions.
Yeah, they don't ask questions. So
they don't ask questions, and it's really not his business. I mean, that's what the pawn shop is. You bring your shit in, you get money. And if you don't, you know, come back and pay that money back, they keep your shit.
Well, I mean, that and also, I mean, in EB Games, you know. In other words, I mean, even though I understand that's the way things work, like, I mean, pawn shops themselves should, like, I know that they're careful about, you know, they don't want to take stolen goods, necessarily.
Right.
You know?
Well, they do. I mean, they do.
Well, not if trading places is to be believed. Man, this watch is hot. Stolen? This watch tells time in France, Switzerland, and Stade. But, yeah, so,
So what, are you taking up a donation?
Huh?
Huh?
Say again?
Yeah. Are you taking up a donation or something?
Well, I would like to on behalf of him, but he said don't do it. He doesn't want to.
Really?
He doesn't want to put that pressure on anyone else. But just throwing that out there, condolences to the lost huge-ass collection. This guy has spent his entire life. This guy's, you know, spent his entire life collecting all this stuff. And some asshole gutted it. So, yeah, just have some common decency.
I hope when he finds that guy, he fucking takes his...
They know who the guy is, and he's already starting to press the fraudulent check charges on him, but, you know, if you listen to this, Mozart, you know, we're behind you. Don't give up gaming. Don't give it up. I mean, I know it's a huge loss. Anybody who's collected that much stuff and then loses it, you know, is not going to want to, you know, start picking out again. But, well, he still has his 360, oddly enough. The guy did not take his 360.
So he didn't take the new console, he took the old
He took
set?
Everything else, I guess. I don't know, but... You know.
That's weird. He probably could have made more off of the 360 than everything else.
Yeah, but...
Can he buy his shit back?
He can, but, like, it's like he's gonna buy for full price. I don't know if he has insurance. I don't know the details, but...
Wow.
Whatever the case may be, just be wary of people that you live around and, you know, just...
Where does he live?
He's down in Texas. He's in Houston.
Fuck Texas.
Texas has a whorehouse in it. What? God have mercy on our soul.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Moving on to news. Hewlett-Packard buys out Voodoo PC. Ethan, did you see this?
No.
Nope.
Do you know how Dell bought out Alienware and now Hewlett-Packard's making this move?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's kind of I don't know. I don't know what that is yet. I'm looking.
Good
that.
Contribution, Ichin. Ethan, why don't you just go back to sleep?
Yo, Ichin. Good contribution, Ichin.
Yo, Ichin.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny that all these, you know, high-end boutique. Who's gonna buy a Falcon Northwest now? I mean, I guess they're in need of that kind of backing because not too many people out there are going to buy a $5,000 high-end PC, and that's these companies' bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
So then Dell goes, well, first of all, I mean, there's that, and then second of all, there's Dell who's sitting there going, yeah, we've got our XPS gaming system. Who the fuck wants to buy that when they come on Alienware?
You know what? It may be a question of the fact that HP simply has to offer it just to seem equal in the minds of
consumers. Yes, that too. Yeah.
The cheaper consumer.
Yeah. Or, see, the thing is, I don't know if they're going to integrate it into their line or if Voodoo PC is going to remain its own. Like, Alienware remains Alienware. It is just owned by Dell, and it makes Dell money. But Alienware is still Alienware.
Right.
So, I guess this is, I don't know. Because Hewlett-Packard really doesn't make too many gaming machines, and Dell used to. And Dell still does. Like, they have their own branded gaming machines sitting next to their Alienware machines. It's kind of weird.
XPS machines ain't that bad either.
Yeah, they're getting better now.
Though.
They are getting better now.
Yeah.
They're getting a lot better now.
People at my job have them in there. Quite good.
Yeah, they've got that new Intel one, the Intel dual core that like totally kills everything else like in existence, including moles. So
yeah,
I don't know.
It probably kills your legs when you put them on of heat.
No, they run cool.
Oh, well, that's good.
No, basically AMD's in the shitter right now because of that chip.
Mm.
I'm exaggerating, but you know Intel really came back, and this chip like there's no reason to get an AMD right now until AMD comes out with their quad core.
Destroy the planet.
Yeah, and
anybody
then
about,
it'll hit supernova.
Well, I'm glad I got
Intel's
an AMD.
Plan on,
well, Tony, no, the AMD, it's a good chip. I mean, like, it's not like you're going to go out and spend $900 on this Intel thing. And what I'm saying is that in terms of like, we're just talking about in terms of like the chip war here. Like, you know, they're always dick waving. You know, it's the same as a console war. We're better.
Hey,
no, we're better. No, we're better.
Look at that, my dick. My dick.
Did you guys hear about the Intel 80? Core processor?
The what
is
core?
That's the dual core, right?
No.
No?
They plan on having 80 cores within 8 years.
Moving on! No, I didn't hear about
kidding.
That.
I'm not joking.
No, I know. I did not hear about that, and that's insane. I wonder if that'll happen. You know, it might. Given how fast...
If they can, if they're making the process like that much better for just... If putting two on is easy, or is really hard, rather, and putting four on is a little bit easier, and then they may expect to put 80 on even easier.
Right. Well, as, like, as the process becomes smaller and smaller and smaller, like, I see it definitely possible. Because even Microsoft is moving towards a smaller process for their chips because they don't want them to overheat. So, I mean... Anyway, moving on. And this is important. This is actually from last... I meant to mention it last week, and I didn't.
Who's doing that? Stop blowing
that
circle.
Other one. The PlayStation 3 in Japan over at TGS at Tokyo Game Show. I forgot to announce this last week. They're planning to... Well, first, they're going to drop the price in Japan, of course, and we covered that. But the lower price model is actually going to get HDMI input, so that now it's no longer a bastardized, neutered, ball-less machine. If you wanted to play a Blu-ray movie with full resolution on the lower-end model, you can, whereas before you couldn't. And that change is making it out to the U.S. I mean, that's going everywhere. That's going to be a standard. All lower-end models are now going to have HDMI and are going to be capable of 1080i. Oh, I'm sorry, 1080p. So that now there are rumors that they're going to try to de-emphasize the higher-end model and push the $499 model, which, while $499 is still a hell of a lot too expensive to buy for a console, that's a lot, hell of a lot better than $600. But so far they have no plans to drop the price in the U.S. Of course, you know, as Ethan said last week, there's always a chance that they'll flip around and say, okay, we're wrong, Radiant's, we'll drop the price, but I don't think they're going to.
No, I don't think, I think you're right.
But, like, what changes, like, okay, well, here, before I ask the question, the differences between the lower end and the higher end are now only that the higher end has a 60-gig hard drive, where the lower end has a 20-gig, and the higher end has media slots for, like, SD cards and memory stick and compact flash.
Shit that you may not use.
Shit that you may not use, right. But that looked nice on paper and that people will probably fall for.
Oh, dear.
But,
Oh, so basically,
they couldn't make
I would
a lower
go down
end
for,
without the Blu-ray player.
You know, a $499. That's not a problem. As long as it has memory card slots.
Yeah, the $499 is going to have a regular Sony memory card slot, I believe. You know, but it's not going to have, like, compact flash. Like, you can't... If you have a digital camera that takes compact flash, you can't view your photos on the PS on the lower-end PS3.
Right, and I don't even have that.
Austin, I got a question for you.
I have an answer.
Do we even know if the games that are coming out for it are running off of the Blu-ray player?
Resistance Fall of Man is on a Blu-ray disc and it has 22 gigabytes of data. What that tells me is that the team doesn't know how to optimize their shit.
Yeah. Unless the game is like 8,000 hours.
Because Oblivion comes on a single DVD, and it doesn't even take up a 9-gigabyte DVD. It takes up a 5-gigabyte DVD.
And that takes 8,000 hours.
And it takes 8,000 hours. So, whatever. I'm not gonna harp on it. I don't want to get too... But, like, yeah, with this change now that, like, basically the biggest neuter is that you wouldn't be able to see stuff in 1080p with the lower-end model. Now you can. Like, how does this change anything? Does it change anything at all for you guys? In terms of, not in terms of buying it, but in terms of what your thoughts about how their success rate is going to be now that the lower end model is more attractive.
Well.
No.
Well.
I'll let everybody else talk first, and then I'll say.
Okay, Ethan.
No.
What does that mean?
It means it's $100, it's still too expensive, and it doesn't price out a whole group of people. So until it drops to under $300, it doesn't make a difference to me. Maybe four.
Tony?
I think they should go fuck themselves.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. This is a bullshit machine, and each day it's just getting more and more bullshit-like. So,
Well, this is better.
It's not better.
It's less bullshit.
It's not fucking better. It's still gonna launch with the same number of units, correct?
I don't know.
400,000?
I'm talking about the unit itself is now better.
Well, the unit itself doesn't make me fucking... It doesn't grab me, because it seems like it's very problematic. They're offering me shit that I don't want or didn't care for. And, you know, so what? It now the lower end is going to have better visuals. Oh, well, thank you, you know? I would be so glad to buy a model that was like $100 less, and it didn't give that. You know? Oh, thanks. You know, thanks for now correcting your mistake. I think they're fucked up. And this is like another
less
thing
and less
as
sense.
Spin control.
Huh? Al, go ahead. Al, your turn.
Well, I just want to start in the immortal words of Ken Kutaragi. We don't care. because HDMI is going to affect how many people in this world today. Because we're just talking about like success of their launch, because a couple of years down the line, they're not going to have, you know, inventory problems and issues with their Blu-ray and all that stuff. So right now, HDMI is not really going to affect that many people, so it really doesn't make a difference whether it's in there or not. And the only other thing I have to say is how many of those 400,000 that are coming to the U.S. is going to be the low-end model. That would determine how successful it would be, because if they're selling, say, 150,000 and 250,000, and that 250,000 is the high-end model, I think that either people are going to buckle down and be like, all right, I'll pay the $600, or they'll be like, fuck that, man. I just wait for the low-end model to come out, because I don't use that compact flash or that memory stick shit.
Well, that's why I emphasized when I was talking before that they're trying to push the lower-end model.
Yeah, they probably are.
Push it more than they... Previously, they weren't.
Right. And
now with this announcement, now they are. We don't know the numbers true, but I would likely bet that the numbers have... Before, it was 80-20, and that was huge.
Right.
I'm sure that's changed, that mindset has changed now. And in terms of, like... When you say people now not having HDMI, well, I think it does still have an effect, because you got to remember some people actually do have forward-thinking habits. They will say, "I'm buying one now for the like we're going out and we're buying like shit from Nintendo." All right, honestly, I'm looking at the launch lineup and I'm getting less and less excited for it. It's not that great of a lineup. It really just is not.
Okay.
But I'll buy it now for the potential later, because we know that great games are going to come down the line. Or at least we're basing that on the fact that the DS was successful. People know that Sony's going to push this thing to no end. You know, if they have HDMI in both models, then that gives them less of a fear of, you know, wasting an extra $100 for something that they might not use. Whereas in both cases, they're like, okay, well, you know, this is a granted option in both of them. This comes standard with both of them. So, you know, if I happen to get a 1080p TV in the future, which I might, I'm not screwed, because I can use this on that 1080p TV. So it does matter. It will have an effect, I think. A small one, it'll get more people interested.
You know what this reminds me of?
Upper Deck?
It's a stretch. Yeah, I think you're beating that into the ground,
Upper Deck?
By the way.
Upper Deck. I don't give a shit what you
anyway,
think.
Anyway, what it reminds me of is when the Atari 2600 was out. Remember that Atari put out like two different machines? I mean, they still had the Atari name and they still played the library of games, but had better graphics. That was the 7800 and the 5600.
52.
And the price, 5200. Sorry.
Tony's wrong again.
The price difference was like ridiculous. It was like so stupid, and nobody. ever bought the 7800. They either bought the 5200 or the 2600, and eventually they phased out the 5200 for the lower end model, which sold quite nicely. One, because it cost a lot less. Yeah, the visuals weren't there, but it cost a lot less, you know, and it, you know, they had a larger library. So maybe offering the lower end model will do better than the higher end model for the Sony PlayStation 3, but I don't see it. I'm definitely not going to be one of the people that buy either one on launch.
I think a closer, a more similar situation would be the Xbox 360. Obviously, the premium system sells better, the more expensive one, but that's because they really, really crippled it. Like, the lower-end version doesn't even come with a hard drive.
Uh-huh.
And that, you know, people are just like, what the hell am I going to do with this? Because the whole thing is they're pushing downloadable content, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Why are you going to buy... If you're a 360 customer who's in the know, why are you going to buy the shit version? Whereas if you're a PS3 customer in the know, but you want the games, you don't care about, like, flash memory, you know, who cares? You still get a hard drive. You, albeit a 20-gig one, not a 60-gig one.
Right.
You still get a hard drive. Oh, wait. There's one more thing I forgot. I think built-in Wi-Fi is not available for the lower-end model. That's a very small thing. I don't really care.
As long as it's got Ethernet.
I think that's a big deal.
That is a big deal for some, but that's what I'm saying. I don't really care.
Yeah, but I think for a consumer, that's
right,
a big deal.
Because, like... And that's one of the things that that Sony was touting over the Xbox 360 is like, oh, Xbox 360 doesn't have it built in standard. You know, people are like, oh, well, what's the deal? Well, think about it. You're going to have this thing in your entertainment center, in your living room. Meanwhile, where is your router? Depending on where your router in your house is, you're going to have to buy some, like, long-ass cable and, like, wire it around, like, your cat and then, like, the lamppost and then, like,
the fucking tree. Got to go to the cat first.
Right through
my
the cat.
Dead,
yeah.
Raped grandmother.
So it's like, you know, the wireless is a bigger deal to some people than... one would expect, but I mean, if your router is right there, like, I don't know, if your router is right there, then there's no real issue. But though I question whether that is $100 kind of value, you know, because at some point you're going to be able to buy a wireless adapter to attach onto it if you feel the need. But
it's not $100 value, but it's, I think it really matters in the minds of consumers when they're thinking about which version to buy, and they know that the price is going to come down.
Right, I guess.
Also, I guess the similarities are enough that the $100, people would be like, oh, well, for $100, I might as well get the 60-gig hard drive.
And Right.
You know, so it's definitely a marketing strategy, right. And this is exactly why I think they suck.
I do think, though, that this is a much better situation than it was for, not a better situation, but, I mean, whereas with the 360, you know, you get a hard drive or you don't, it's kind of an easier choice. Not an easier choice, but more of a, like... If you're already going to be spending that much money on a PS3, and you've decided to buy a PS3, the two choices that you have, you can't really go wrong with either. You know, wireless internet, yeah, but, I mean, you'll still get internet. Bastardized hard drive, but you'll still get a hard drive, you know? Oh, the premium one comes with a silver strip of metal on the front to make it look prettier. Oh, who cares, you know?
Yay! Well, that
I want my silver strip. I like it pretty. Give it a bow.
Get what?
Give it a bow.
I don't know.
Give it a bow?
A bow.
Oh, a bow.
Give it up.
Oh, my God.
Moving on. Okay, to more news, and basically our kind of main topic. We're going to go for about 20 minutes on this. XO6 happened this week. That is Microsoft's little press event.
Yay.
It happened in Barcelona this year. Last year, I believe it happened in Munich. I'm not sure.
Boo. But, fucking Nazis.
But they have good beer.
Yeah, but yay. I'm playing fucking... World War II game. Those Nazis.
Holland Garden.
You damn krauts!
First piece. Oh, Halo Wars was announced. They showed off a trailer for that. And there's a little bit of history here. What's it called? There was an independent mod team that took Command & Conquer Generals, I believe, and made a mod for it called Halo Gen. And they basically took the Halo universe and stuffed it into a real-time strategy game, which sounded pretty cool from the people who did play RTS, right? Now, Microsoft went and shut it down. That's not unusual because, you know, people like to protect their IP, but then there was a rumor going around that they shut it down because they were going to make an RTS out of Halo themselves. So lo and behold, XO6 comes along, they announce Halo Wars, and while it's not explicit in the trailer, like, it's not explicitly said, real-time strategy, like, first of all, it was confirmed afterwards from everybody. Second of all, you look at the trailer, and who's the developer? Ensemble Studios. The guys who make Age of Empires. So, duh, what else is it going to be?
It could be a racing sim.
Ridge Racer!
AOE3 has a huge racing simulator. It's awesome.
But yeah, Ensemble is doing Halo Gen. I'm sorry, Halo Wars. in conjunction with Bungie, because it's Bungie's property, it's Bungie's universe.
Bungie!
So, it's kind of hard to talk about this, though, because you guys haven't really played Halo, so...
No.
I have.
You have?
You have?
Yeah, a little bit.
I played the title screen.
You haven't really played it.
What do you think of a real-time strategy in this set in this universe?
I have no idea. That's why I don't even know what it would look like.
Okay, moving on.
Guffaw.
All the levels are going to look the same.
Next piece of news. Assassin's Creed at X06 was demoed, finally, because everybody was saying how Assassin's Creed was going to be a PS3 game only, and then people were like, nah, screw you, it's going to come out on 360 and Xbox. 360 and PC, blah, blah, blah. So finally, the curtains came up, and Assassin's Creed was running on the Xbox 360 at the show.
Assassin.
Now, it was a little bit jittery because it was still in development, but it still looked pretty good. It still looked just as good image quality-wise as a PS3 version.
Can't spell assassin without ass.
Two asses.
Ass-in.
Two asses.
And you can't spell cross-platform without...
Oh, no!
S to ass, one day or another.
Cross-platform. PS3 but, exclusive. Power. Blah.
But it was never PS3 exclusive. That's the funny thing. People are, like, sitting there going, they lost an exclusive, and then, like, they announced it at X05.
Right,
it was never PS3 exclusives. I don't know why people are like, oh, Sony's getting shitted on. They're losing exclusive. They're not losing exclusive. It never was.
Right.
So, anyway.
Shat, not shitted.
Shited. The gameplay, finally, to actually get a look at the gameplay, it's very interesting. They've basically, well, they say that they've made levels that aren't linear, that aren't, like, made to be level design. They've just constructed real-looking towns, and that you can just interact with every surface. Now, of course, I'm sure they had, like, a couple of paths in mind that you have to take, but... It looks very freeform, very freeform. You can interact with any surface because they made it so that anything that juts out of the wall more than a virtual 2 inches, like, your character will be able to interact with, just by nature. And the other thing about this game is the crowd dynamic. I don't know how many of you have seen any of the trailers or any gameplay at all, but a lot of it has to do with stealth, but it's not like Splinter Cell stealth. You're not hiding in the corner under a fucking bridge. Like, you have to kind of sneak your way through crowds and through people and then get to your mark and kill them and then get away. So there's a lot of physics going on and a lot of AI going on with the crowd and with the crowd and the and just, like, kind of pushing your way through a crowd. Like, you have to kind of do it gently. Like, if you start pushing people down, people are going to see you and, like, your mark is going to run away. So, and this is one of those games that actually has convinced me that, yes, like, this is actually going to require next-generation hardware. It's going to require all those processors churning away to get, you know, artificial intelligence up. So, it looks really fantastic, and I think, given that Tony and Ethan, now that you guys have killer PCs, like, you'll definitely get to, you know, experience this.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. Al, you too at some point.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's next? HD DVD drive. HD DVD drive add-on announced for the States. I'm not sure if this happened over in TGS or if this was actually...
I think it was
at
around
X06.
TGS time.
I guess so. Yeah, it was around that time, but I don't know. I know they announced it for Japan, but I don't know if they announced U.S. pricing. Everybody was speculating... But now, you know, obviously the speculations come true. It is $200 for the HD DVD add-on. So if you get a premium Xbox 360 and an HD DVD drive add-on, that's going to come out to...
A PlayStation 3.
To a PlayStation 3. Exactly. Now, given that the Blu-ray drive can display the full resolution now, the lower-end model, now they've got a $100 price advantage over this whole package. But that's only if you want Blu-ray movies and only if you want HD DVD movies.
Right.
I personally have not seen them yet, so I'm not going to speculate or make it pass any judgment. I mean, I've seen high-definition football game broadcasts, and they look amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm kind of happy with...
I'm kind of just happy with DVDs.
So far,
but that's just
well.
Me.
Me too.
I mean, I could probably run a DVD in 720, you know, on a widescreen, and it just
looks
phenomenal.
Fine. It'll look fine. It will look fine. I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
Moving on! Guitar Hero 2 out for the Xbox 360. And of course, the big thing is downloadable content. Run out of songs to play.
Guitar.
Run out of songs to play, you download new ones. See, now that guitar that was wireless on the show floor is not going to hit until 2007.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's going to come out with a wired guitar. I'm not exactly sure what the release date for the 360 version of Guitar Hero 2 is.
Somewhere in 2007, too, though.
Okay, so then that maybe coincide with that anyways. So yeah, I'm psyched right now. I'm at a loss of I can't make a decision now. Do I want the 360 version or do I want the PS2 version?
Most likely, you buy them both.
Tony's right. I'll probably buy both.
Buy them both.
Well, it depends on how many songs come out and with what frequency.
Right.
So we'll have to see.
Well, then why would you? Well, that's the whole thing. Why would you even buy it for the PlayStation 2 when you can't download shit to it?
So I can have it now. Well, yeah, one, so I can have it now, and two, so that, you know, because I already have one guitar for the PS2 from the first version.
Right.
Like, and then I can either buy the second one without spending money for a guitar, or I can buy the second one with the guitar and have two-player mode. You know, I go for the 360 version, and I'll be stuck with one guitar for one console again,
right.
You know? So that's why I would get the PS2 version, but now, you know, I don't know. It just sucks that it's great, but it also sucks. So, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Last piece that I have, Peter Jackson is going to create interactive software for the 360. He's basically Microsoft's butt buddy now because he loves Halo.
Frodo!
Yeah, he was saying that he's going to create a game, not exactly a game, not exactly a movie, with the Halo franchise on the Xbox 360. Now, what could that be? Does anybody have any guess what that could be?
King Kong 2.
Yes, because King Kong is part of the Halo franchise. I'm saying from an interactive perspective, like what exactly, like what can you imagine would be not a game, not a movie, but something in between?
It could be something retarded, like they show you a bunch of cutscenes and you just make decisions.
Oh, Final Fantasy X.
Yeah, kind of like Dragon's Lair.
Oh God.
Oh, but Dragon's Lair was fun.
Dragon's Lair.
I doubt it.
It was fun to me.
Ugh, I'd take Final Fantasy X over that. But yeah, I mean, like it. What? I can't fathom anything that would be different than something like Dragon's Lair. I mean, what could it be?
Offhand, maybe they're saying that now because they don't really know what direction they want to go.
Hmm.
It could bring in a multiplayer aspect. Yeah.
Multiplayer. Possibly.
He might just, he might just turn up doing video games anyway, so, I don't know. What?
What?
No, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised because he already got himself involved with the King Kong game, which is actually one of the better movie to game translations. And I know that's not saying much, but it was actually good. You know, it was actually decent. Oh. It was 6 hours. It was short, but it was good. Mm. But Peter Jackson claims to be a gamer, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt if he does decide to make games. Mm-hmm. Because as a gamer, I'm sure he knows that people don't always want to sit there and look at 10-minute cutscenes. Something that I'm sure Steven Spielberg probably doesn't understand. Because Steven Spielberg is working with EA and stuff, so. So, before I wrap this up, is there anything that you guys saw from XO6 that interests it at all? And Al, just for your reference, there's some cool-looking RPGs coming our way. Well, that was from TGS, but still.
That's cool.
Oh, I guess you guys didn't look at XO6 at all, huh?
I could have.
Well, you could have.
Then you wouldn't be able to hear me.
Who's
that?
No, I just I'm perusing through this now, so maybe next week I'll get.
Next week will be a different topic.
Right, but we could bring it back.
Yeah.
Shall we close with Tony singing Delight?
Why not? I could do the music.
Okay. All right.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's wrap this gavel up and shit. No time for the spam report because I don't want to sit through Cialis advertisements. If you have any questions or commentary, send them to Tony is the groove and is the shit at delight.com.
Oh, guys, I got a really good joke. Can I tell
you? Oh, no. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Ha, 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 ha.
I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
It fits in with the mailbag stuff, and if it's too offensive, you guys can cut it out. All right, so a Jew and a Czechoslovakian guy.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
And so they're walking through the forest, and all of a sudden, this bear jumps out and it eats the Czechoslovakian guy.
I know
and
this
runs
joke.
Back into the woods.
Yeah, we do too.
You do.
Yes.
All you had to say was Czechoslovakian, and we know exactly what it is. You can't have a joke without a Czechoslovakian without
Czechos
in the mail.
In the mail. Yeah.
Well,
never trust a Jew when he says.
Same thing.
No, not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
Well, it's kind of augmented.
Are you
well,
eating
I
something?
I didn't fucking.
Yeah,
hey, I didn't hear this fucking joke, so now you killed it.
That's
for me.
Awesome.
God damn it.
Well, Herschel did send us an email. So,
oh,
Herschel.
Did?
This watch is fictitious.
Herschel. It's hip hop Herschel.
I had a meeting to attend to, and I needed something classy yet professional to wear. One of my friends told... Okay, this is stupid.
Because we are two live Jews, and we're kosher as we want to be. Kosher as we want to be. Kosher as we want to be.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a sight to see. I think that pussy just winked at me.
I think they killed it. Mail us any comments to mailbag@trygames.net. Not man boob. We haven't said
man
that.
Mailbag@trygames.net.
If you can't spell that, you're a piece of shit. Okay, bye.
Bull sack.
Wait, I forgot to credit Ethan and Tony and Al. Okay, goodbye.
Oh, wait.
Later. Bitches.